All right, my friends, really great episode for you today. We start off with the CEO mindset, talking about the tips and tricks you can do to have a better online and social media presence. If you don't like that stuff, you want to hear about my office talk, that's the next segment. We do timestamp these in the intro, so if you want to jump around, go ahead and do that. We end the episodes with a closing thought of the episode, so look at the notes, go to the timestamps that you want. Fun stuff all around. This is the Ultimate OD Podcast. Here we go.
Welcome to Optometry, the Ultimate OD Podcast, building better doctors one episode at a time. Here's your host, optometrist and practice owner, Dr. Nick Lilly. And before we start, a word from our sponsor.
All right, my fellow optometrists, each day the average American spends over 2 hours on social media and is eligible to see over 6,000 posts. Many of those people are your patients and potential patients. How can you possibly get heard through that noise? Well, the answer is by consistently posting good and relevant content. But coming up with content is hard. Let me introduce you to Social Jazz. They've built an automated social media content platform. They do all the hard work of coming up with eye care specific ideas, designing the images, writing the captions, researching the hashtags, and scheduling your post for an entire year. They also automatically brand and publish posts for you. You have to check them out. Social Jazz is offering my listeners a free 14-day trial plus 20% off the monthly subscription for your first 2 months. Sign up at socialjazz.com/ultimateOD. That's socialjazz.com/ultimateOD. Let them know we sent you and put your social media on autopilot. All right, my friends, thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Ultimate OD Podcast. As you know, we've been talking about being the CEO of your office, which means you work on the practice rather than in the practice. If you go back to earlier series around episode 82, we talk about what it means to be the CEO of your practice. Well, we're revisiting that right now because we told you what you need to do, but it doesn't just stop with those things. You need to, at times, look at your strategy, look at your the things that you're doing, and make them better. That is being the CEO of your practice. I'm going to start off with a little anecdote for you. I've said it before. If you heard any of my podcasts before, you know I love this one. So if you've heard it, play along. If you haven't heard it, let's go. So if you're going to buy a pair of shoes, how much do you think they cost? They're basketball shoes. Okay. Now, let's say they're Air Jordans. How much are those? All right. Now they're Air Jordans. He wore them his rookie year. All right, we're up a little bit more. Now they're Air Jordans. He wore them in the championship game against the Utah Jazz. He signed them, and they're official. How much are those? All right. So we had one pair of shoes, and we paid how much for it? And then the pair of Jordans that he wore in that final game against the Utah Jazz, how much were they? All right, what changed about the shoes to get them from the price you started off with to that price at the end? The answer is the story, right? The story changed. And if you tell a better story, you're worth more, period. Flat out, that's how it is. So we as optometrists, as a private practice owners, we need to realize that we are telling a story. The first part of that book is your online presence and social media. Okay, now you should have a website that's true to you. You should have an online presence, Facebook, Instagram. You need to be there, but it has to be authentic and it has to be consistent. Okay, so what we're going to do now is, assuming that you've already done this, how do you, as the CEO of your practice, look at them, evaluate them, and make sure that you were doing what you need to do, or see if there's any changes that you need to make? There's 4 steps that we're going to start off with. The first is, look at what you have, okay? When you walk into my office, when you walk into my Google My Business page, if you look at my website, does it feel like it's something out of the 1980s? Or does it feel up to date? You know what you do when you look at your phone, you scroll through, you look at sporting goods stores, you look at other businesses that you're going to interact with, and you get a feel for them, right? If they look state-of-the-art, cutting-edge, you're like, that's what you expect. That translates to their brand. Same thing with us, okay? So look at what you have, and then some of the things that you need to do when you're looking at what you have is, what is the newest trend? Okay, is it TikTok things? Is it the memes that people are doing? Are there things that change with the season? You know what I mean? Are you doing things in your office, like back to school? Are you doing things differently in the winter versus the summer? All these things matter. If you can stay up to date, stay relevant, that's going to make you have a better online presence. So again, remember, this isn't just your website. That's a little harder to change seasonally. But if you look at people like JCPenney, Kohl's, stores at the mall, they're constantly updating that stuff, okay? They know that their online presence is a key function of what they do. Are you paying that much attention to it? Look at your social media pages. Are you staying up to date, or is it one post from 2 years ago? Because that's not going to make you feel good or relevant. Look at your Google My Business page. Are your photos up to date? Are you updating them as you go? All right? Next thing you can do, so you look at the newest trends, see if you're doing that. What is the competition doing? Okay? I always like to say, have 3 to 5 offices or 3 to 5 businesses that you think do it really well. Okay? That they're doing it right. You like their content. You like what they're doing. And then follow them. Make what they do your own. Okay? If there's an office in New York or Minnesota, Montana, that's just hitting it out of the park, and I'm in Michigan, do you really think we're going to cross paths for the same internet traffic? I don't. Okay? So look at what they're doing and don't reinvent the wheel. Try to make it your own. Make it your own staff. Make it your own people. And I'm not just saying pirate it, but you got to see what's going on and see if you can do it better, if you can do it as good as them. Okay? Next thing, in your social media, make sure you're posting frequently. Look and see and make sure that, you know, you can only have so many National Taco Days or so many National Donut Days. No posts are not good, but too many of those and you're not relevant. You have to be putting out content. So have a game plan. When I sat down with my social media marketing team, we like to have a game plan for the month. So if you look at what we do consistently throughout the month, it's about the same thing. We just kind of add a little spice here and there. We'll put in those special days, but Tuesdays we do this. First of the month we do this. Have a game plan and stick to it. If you can do 2 posts a week to start off, if you're not doing anything, that's better than nothing, okay? It doesn't always have to be eye content, okay? It can be something relevant. It can be something interesting, but it has to speak to your brand, okay? That brings up a great thing. One of the sponsors for our podcast is Social Jazz, all right? We have used their templates to really give us an idea of what to do. If you're not doing social media right, check them out. All right, they give you a free 14-day trial, socialjazz.com, /ultimateOD, let them know we sent you. But if you look at that, that'll give you an idea to be relevant on social media. It matters, okay? Now, the last thing is know your demographic. Who are you talking to? Every post you put out there needs to talk to your target audience, okay? If you're trying to hit moms, and you're posting a bunch of things about going out at night or partying or, you know, like being funny like that, I don't think that's going to resonate with moms. If you're talking about kids or being so busy or having like food in your hair because you're trying to clean them up for the kids and don't know, that's going to resonate with moms. Who is your target audience? What are you trying to put out there? Are you trying to get college kids? Are you trying to get a lot of ocular disease? Are you trying to get people to, you know, are you trying to get people to refer to you? All of these things matter. And the more you put out that's relevant to that, that's your brand. Okay? Make sure you're talking to your audience. So that was step one, looking at what you have. Step two, you need to strategize. Okay? Strategy. It needs to be relevant, appealing, and generate revenue. If it's not relevant, if it doesn't appeal to your audience, if it's not going to generate revenue, is it really worth it? All right, have a purpose with every post, okay? Make sure that what you're doing, that time, energy, and effort is for something, not just a random post that you put out there. For example, when we're trying to do stuff in the office, we'll talk, we'll throw out ideas. The first question I always ask is, what is the purpose of doing this? Why are we trying to do this? Who are we talking to? And if you can't answer those questions, if you don't know, really reevaluate what you're doing or change it up. Make sure you can answer that. Now, think about the goal of each post, okay? Is it a call to action? Are you educating them about services you offer? Are you trying to humanize your office? So having a post about the doctor and their family, or the doctor's hobbies, or your staff, what they like to do, their favorite coffees, right? People want to interact with people they know, all right? Every post should have a goal. And those are three good ones to think about. Call to action. Hey, this is a, we have a discount. We have a frame sale right now. Come in, take advantage. We have scleral contact lenses. The people that benefit from them are Sjogren's patients, people with dry eye, people that couldn't wear other soft contacts. This is a great option for you. Educate, and then humanizing your office. Okay, those are all things to do. And then the last thing with that, when you're looking at your strategy, you have to be able to look at analytics. Okay, use them. What's working? What's getting a lot of hits? What are people watching? Okay, you have the access to all that, even in the basic stuff with Google, with Facebook, with Instagram as well. So look at those things and then do more of what's working. Okay? Find out what people want and give it to them. Period. Okay? So we looked at what we had. We came up with a strategy. It has a purpose, right? Now the next thing is refining your audience. Okay? As you grow and expand, as you add a specialty, this may change. Okay? When I first started out, I literally was just trying to become relevant. I was trying to get people in the door and talking to as many people as I could. Now, looking back in hindsight, if I would have been a little more focused, knew what my audience was, did a little more market research, could have been maybe a little more effective. But again, by being a little more broad when you start, you can find out who you talk to. You may find out that you think you're going to talk to college-age males, but you really talk to middle-aged female parents or middle-aged people that don't have kids. I don't know who you're going to talk to, but you'll figure this out. Those are the people that keep coming in. Ask every person that comes to your office, how'd you hear about us? Okay? These things matter. Okay? So know your target. This may be different than what you have right now. And then every time you do a post, what will they think of it? How will it make them feel? Okay? What are they going to do with the information that you gave them? Okay? Is it something that makes them think? Is it something that makes them tell a friend? Is it something that makes them call your office? Okay? Refine who you're talking to and then speak their language. All right? There's tons of books out there. There are tons of blogs. You talk to a marketing agency and they will give you information. Just use it. Okay? Know what you're doing. So, we looked at what we had, we came up with a strategy, and then we really honed in that audience. Honing in the audience, I think, is the most important thing because that is going to generate your revenue. Those are going to be the people that you're talking to, and everything that you do will be based on that target. Because once they come to the office, do you think you're going to appeal to them or someone else? The people that are coming in, right? This isn't crazy talk. This is obvious, but have you ever thought through this process this much? Okay, you need to. You're the CEO of your office. And then I guess you can do these in any order. You might go a different one here or there. But the last thing is, what is your brand? All right. This might be the first thing you might want to think about. But by going through the other steps, what do you have? What do you want to have? Who is your audience? That might change your brand a little bit. Again, you're coming in every six months and looking at this. What is the brand? Have you defined it? If you've defined it, is it working? All right, if it's not working, you need to switch it up. If it's working, but you want to hit another area, you added a niche, a specialty, are you going to separate off? Are you going to deviate a little bit from what you've been doing? Okay, these are things you need to think about. Someone's going to do it, but you have to direct them. And then once you know what your brand is, you have to know it and be consistent. Everything out of your mouth, everything for that quarter, everything for that 6 months, everything for that year should be in line with your brand. Okay, it's always going to evolve with time. A lot of practices grow with their doctor. As the doctor ages, so does the age of the practice, their average patient. But again, you need to be aware of this. As you add other specialties to your office, other doctors, other things that you present, There's a different message that you get out there. There's a different brand. But you need to know who you are, what you're doing. So these are the four things that you need to look at when you're looking at your online and social media presence. What do you have? What's your strategy to change? Who are you talking to? And what is your brand? Know those four things. It's not that hard, but this is invaluable to you directing your office, directing your staff, directing your social media marketing team. All of these things matter. Do it. Be better. We'll have more for you next week. All right, my friends, a little office talk. I love just reflecting on the past week, what I've went through, what I'm thinking, what I'm doing. Whenever I talk to you guys, I think you like it too. It's like you can see someone else going through what you're doing. You're not alone. We're all doing this together. The things that I've been looking at right now is how to be as efficient as possible to get myself ready for growth. I know where I want to be. How am I going to get there? With everything going on right now, one of the things I'm looking at really hard is my frames, okay? Frames matter. They're important. Optical is a big part of what I do. Part of having a good optical is having a lot of different price points, but making sure that your bell curve, you shift it towards the right, towards the higher end. So at that point, some things that I've read and been contemplating is having like a cutoff price. Some offices will talk about you find out your wholesale, and then your office will never have a frame under $199. Just a random number, picked it out, kind of go from there. I get it. I like it. I always like having a loss leader in there. Like, we have like 10 frames total, 5 women's, 5 men's, that are $79. Why? Because I can market frames start at $79. Okay? Gets them in, just like the corporate people get them in. They're not going to buy the $79 frame. I do have people that do buy them. They do come in and sometimes it works, but I want to get them in the office. Knowing that the prices are what they are, that can help. All right. But what I'm doing is I'm going to have those few loss leaders in there. I'm having a really high-end brand where it sets the bar higher. So if I say the highest frame in my office is $500, the frame that is now $350 doesn't look as high. When I didn't have the $500 frames in my office, people would hear $350 and they'd go for the $225, right? By having the $500 frames, it has really shifted the narrative, and we have frames now that are moving at a higher clip that are higher priced. Used to be a high end. So just something that I'm looking at. Make sure you're evaluating the frames in your office, what's moving, and what price points you have. If you have a lot of frames that are at the lower end, like $160, $180, and they're moving a lot, I recently did this with a brand. I'm like, their $180 is what I price them at. Like, I like them. They move. But it's going to be worth me to keep them in the office, I'm going to put them at $225 or $230, and they're still moving. I'm like, all right, they have a purpose in my office now. If they were going for $180, I don't know if I wanted them. They go for $230, deal. So just look at that. Make sure you're always evaluating that. That's very important for what you do. If you're not doing it, make sure someone in your office is. Next, the strategy for 2022. All right, I want to grow, I want to expand, add another doctor, get 4,000 square feet of space, more than doubling my current office. In order to do that, I got to stack some cash. Also, the economy can go up, can go down, I don't know what to expect, so I'm trying to get lean and mean and efficient as possible. So, I had 2 people leave, I'm hiring 1 person. I am going to hire that other person, but I'm going to take my time with it, okay? I'm going to schedule maybe a little less aggressively, take a lesson from what I learned when I first started. But we'll still be efficient, make all the staff that I have, utilize them, and then when we get to the fall, I have a little better feeling on how the year went, where I am in terms of the growth phase, and then I'll hire that other person. But get lean, get mean, make sure you're efficient. Like I said, I like that for efficiency. The other thing is, it is really sinking hard right now to find a good candidate. I'm lucky I got 1 hired on the spot. But I had another month out where I was hiring, interviewing people, and barely could get people in for interviews. The people I did get in just didn't mesh well, and I'm not going to hire out of need when I don't have to, okay? It would be a luxury. I can reevaluate how I schedule. It will still be very efficient, okay? The other thing is, I talked about this just now, but in my optical, I want to increase the floor, okay? And by meaning that is, my minimum sale, I want to increase that maybe $50. It doesn't sound like a lot, but if I do that for every sale, that's going to add up over time. And I can do that by messing with the frames I offer and then might offer some different things in terms of lens options. I'm playing with that. I have talked to a couple of offices that don't do anything but digital single vision. They only do the S-Fit Verilux for progressives. There's ways you can do it. I don't think you have to completely eliminate certain things, but you need to know what you're selling, how you're doing it, how it's affecting your bottom line. If you don't know it, you're not going to be good. It's not good. Last thing is schedule. When you are scheduling, always be aware of the staff, okay? I always feel like the doctor can see more than what your staff can in terms of giving the staff the ability to do the best possible job with customer service. Now, if you don't care about customer service and you have one optician for like three people in optical, one, I think you're going to lose sales. But two, then turn them and burn them. Get them in, get them out, go from there. But I like to give a one-on-one experience in optical. That's just my business philosophy. That's what patients come to expect from my office. I get them in and they go there. I'm just not going to schedule quite as aggressively. I like to see three comprehensives an hour with one like red eye follow-up medical visit. Right now, for a little bit, I'm going to space it out. Maybe every other hour will be three. Every other hour will be two. But less flow or less congestion gives my staff a little bit easier time to work. And then when I hire that other person, I get back to being a little more aggressive. So just thoughts coming from my office. Let me know what you guys are doing. We'll have more for you next week. Where, oh, where has the time gone? We're to the closing thought of the episode. So reading something the other day, and they talked about when people go to a restaurant and they're not familiar, they kind of look around and see what everyone else is doing. So this restaurant, I call it like a Vietnamese place. A lot of people came in, they weren't familiar. So they put on a few dishes, most popular dish. And when people came in, they're not familiar, they like to look at those things and they're like, oh, let's go after that. And they found that when they did something with most popular dish, that dish moved like crazy. It became literally their most popular dish, because that's what they marketed to people. So I heard that, thought about it. I'm like, how can you do that with your office? What can you do to make it better? I think frames, when people come in, it's a task that people don't do very often. They're picking out glasses. They're not the experts. These are the most popular frames. These are the styles. These are the lenses that most people go with. You know, you can have that. Little labels like that might help them. It might push them to sales that you want. So look at your office, look at it from top to bottom. Make sure you're making it easy on your patients to make the right choice and increase your bottom line. And that's what I got for you. Dr. Lily out.
We want to thank you for listening to today's episode and hope that you found a pearl to apply to your practice. We believe as a community, there is much wisdom to be shared. So if you have questions, suggestions, or requests, we want to know. Feel free to reach out to us via social media and leave a comment or email us at theultimateodpodcast@gmail.com so we can make this podcast even better for you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review, and we'll catch you again next week.